The settlement seeks to end a 2005 lawsuit filed against Google by the Authors Guild and numerous publishers and authors. It alleges that Google's scanning of copyrighted library books and posting unauthorized portions of them in search results was illegal. Edward Van Gemmert is deputy director for the General Library System at the UW-Madison. He says if a U.S. District Court approves the $125 million settlement, it'll expand user access to millions of in-copyrights and out-of-print books.
The other thing that we're particularly pleased with is that the agreement addresses services for people with print disabilities. If someone has sight restrictions, the agreement will provide software that enhances the electronic display of the item so that a person can better see, or in some cases hear, the material that they're looking at.
The settlement also would create an institutional subscription system that would allow universities to have broadband access to academic materials. This, in turn, would let the UW-Madison share archival materials they've digitized from the Wisconsin Historical Society.
Of particular note would be the family histories, the genealogical collections that have been digitized in full from the Wisconsin Historical Society. The Native American collection has approximately 8,300 volumes in it, and I believe the African American collection has about 6,300.
Van Gemmert says the institution's already worked with Google on a major digitization project of their local materials for the last 2 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.